Well, for James Ennis Jr., he's looking forward to Saturday. He's got the ride in one of the big races. James, good morning.
Morning, Andrew.
The Arrowfield three-year-old sprint, you must be rapt to be staying on the face. A big step up for the horse, but, gee, this one is talented.
Yeah, look, he's obviously got an abundance of speed early, and it'd be different if he falls in a hole late, but he hasn't been doing that. He's always been in the money, and the team have done a great job with him.
They have. You've been on him in a recent trial. Do you think he's made progression off going back to Feb?
Yeah, look, it was always a plan to come to this race, and a little bit of a freshen up. He's come back and he trialled really, really well. The form around him's outstanding. You know, he's never disappointed any of us. So, now, look, he's going to make his own luck, if not in front, outside lead, and I think the team have got him spot on for Saturday.
Yeah, he's just got the good form. Going back, second to Forbidden Love, then he beat Asamu, then he ran second to the stablemate Peltzer, with Prague running third in the Eskimo Prince. I mean, I know that the horse has only had six starts, but each of them have been good.
Yeah, look, he's ticked every box with every run that he's had, and, you know, he's obviously got a ton of ability. And, look, I think it's a good race for him on Saturday. Obviously, it's a strong race, but it's definitely not without his reach.
Is the barrier a bit ticklish, or is the face got automatic good speed from a barrier?
I've been pretty fortunate to stick with him. He keeps himself out of trouble. He's quick into gear, and look, it doesn't really matter where he draws, to be honest. And I think Wisdom of Water will jump out and get going, but I'll just have to sum it up in the first 100 metres, see what he wants to do. But he's pretty straightforward ride, and like I said, I'm lucky to be partnering him because he makes my job a lot easier.
I know, talking with Gerald Ryan earlier this morning, you look at Dane Gazelle, Isotope, September Run, Rocketing By. These are horses that are used to tackling big races at this level. The face is going to it. I guess that's the only query. But, by gee, listening to you this morning, you couldn't be more happier.
Yeah, look, he's a horse that every time he steps out on that grass track on a fast morning, you have to hang on to him because he's dead set break the clock. So, look, he's given me a terrific feel at home since he's been back in work, and the team are all happy with him. So as long as Gerald and Sterling are happy, I'm happy, and all we can do is see how he goes on Saturday.
And loyalty, I know you work for Gerald and Sterling there. You're there every morning riding work, mate, but there would have been a fair bit of pressure on the owners and them to, you know, put a big-name jockey on, but they're very loyal and you ride the horse really well.
Yeah, they are. Full credit to the connections. You know, we had dinner not too long ago, and they said, until you do something wrong with him, we can't take you off, so the ride's yours as far as we know it. So, look, I just got to keep doing my best with the opportunities I get, and hopefully on Saturday I can get a good winner for the connections.
Have you been happy with your lot? I mean, I know you rode Rock and it finished midfield in the Doncaster, but you pop up there, particularly when in these, you know, handicap races that, you know, you can ride light, James.
Yeah, well, I got to the races the other day and I was 51-4. I had to ride 52, so... It's a massive help when you can wake up naturally that light and get a bit of food and fluid into you before these sort of big pressure races, because, you know, a lot of the boys are doing it tough and, you know, have to rip a few kilos off. So it's always a plus to stay fresh. And look, it just comes down to the people that want to put you on. Like, the Hawks stable have supported me in a couple of these big races, and they're the teams you want to be riding for in these races anyway. So it's been working out, and hopefully we can just put another big race on the board and keep me ticking over.
Well, good luck to you, James. I hope the face, I love him. He puts himself there. I know it's a different class rise and everything, but he's going to be there, and let's hope he's right there as that winning post looms up. Thanks for joining us this morning, mate.
Thanks, Andrew.
Good on you. James Innes Jr., he rides the face in the Group 2 Arrowfield three-year-old sprint. At the moment, Randwick's a soft 5. A bit of forecast of showers on Friday and Saturday this week.